True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This one goes out to the parents listening. No, I guess it could be you too, if you were a kid. We want to hear the stories of, like, I turned my head for 1 second. And either you as a parent, God, it doesn't even have to be a kid. It could be like you're turning your head for 1 second. Your dog could do something.
Oh, Jesus, every day of my life.
Or your sig other could do something.
They're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yeah. Or you could have done something. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, this Florida kid walks into a Chick-fil-A demanding a sandwich.
And he was a baby.
He's 5 years old.
His How parents far were away was the Chick-fil-A?
That's what I want to know.
I don't think it's that far because he clearly knew the route. Mm-hmm. So they must have walked it as a family.
At like, least I don't a think couple it's, of times.
Yeah. Like if they'd only driven there, there's no way. My 15-year-old daughter doesn't know where anything is. Like there's, so they have to have walked it.
But for like, sure. It's probably like in their neighborhood.
He wakes up hankering for like them mini biscuits or something. Them
so
little
good.
Chicken minis.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Just a little bit of honey on them biscuits. Oh.
This is why my home will be locked down when we have kids.
You know, you just buy the weird little thing for up top.
Yeah, we've also got an alarm that actually my fiance set off this morning because he is.
You turn your head for 1 second.
I turn my head for 1 second.
He's trying
and
to get out.
I mean, it's...
He's a scared one.
And he's texting like, I'm so sorry because I'm still asleep. It was a whole thing. It was a whole thing.
I'm pretty impressed. Five to go to all the way to Chick-fil-A and to know like he had his order and everything. That's pretty...
Well, he walks in. I mean, they're clearly like, what? Hi. Mom and dad are asleep, snuck between the fences or something, got out, walked there.
Probably
the
went through the front door.
The managers called the popo. Which they had to.
Come on.
Good on them.
They also got him a meal.
Yeah.
So then the cops get there and they're like, hey, what's going on? He's like, am I going to jail now?
Sweet baby.
It was worth it. I'd do it again.
Chick-fil-A, I would. I'd absolutely go to jail.
Going to jail.
And then they took him back home.
Yeah. Imagine waking up though
and your kid
is gone? And you're like, huh?
You're like, huh? None for me?
Oh,
here's the deal. Like, I guarantee you, like, if the hacks got up, they would just think he's being quiet in his room. They wouldn't notice, probably.
Oh, no, we wouldn't.
You're like, oh, this is awesome. And then the police are at the door with Leo. It's like, wait, what?
Also, like,
I thought you were upstairs.
Think your five-year-old is crazy.
I have returned a two-year-old.
A two-year-old?
To a neighbor.
The child wandered away.
We saw him walking across our backyard.
Oh.
And we were like, where?
Did anyone else see a child?
I literally was like, a kid.
Get it.
Yeah. walked him home.
Those are worth some money.
I walked him home, rang the doorbell, and they were like, oh my God. Like, they had no idea
you
that
don't.
The kid had left.
Like, that's mm-hmm. why these stories are, like, you turn your yeah. head. Like, kids are so fast. Dogs are so fast.
All you guys are doing are convincing me that I'm going to need have more children. Alarms.
No,
more like, alarms.
I remember my dog growing, like, this was the dog that was, like, when I was really, really little, was prone to get away. So my parents, and like our fence blew down in the back. So my parents like tied the dog to the swing set. They turned their head for 1 second. I look back, no dog, no swing set.
Oh, what?
It wasn't in the ground. And with a good running start, just dragging the swing set down the alley in the back of the house.
What were you guys doing that this dog wanted to get away so badly?
Nothing. The dog just really liked a dog up the street.
Oh.
Wanted to get up there. And we hadn't snip snip, so it was like, I'm going. When you
got it,
when you want to go,
right?
You want to go. So if you have a story like this, dog, person, husband, like in Erica's case, that's why she's got alarms in her house.
Right.
Don't you try to get Dane?
Yeah. Can't let him get away.
Tell us your I turn my head for 1 second story. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
Recently. Was changing my daughter's diaper, and when I opened the diaper drawer, it was empty. So I needed to restock the diaper. So she
not right there.
She has,
not right then.
Well, she has no diaper on, so
she's
I'm like
up on top.
She's
of
up
like
on
a,
top. Okay. She has no diaper on. I can't leave her on top, right? Good dad can't leave her on top to go. Even though
can,
I can,
there's a strap.
I can kind of one arm, you know, get across the room. But so I put her, take her down. Say I have to open the new diapers. Hang tight. Open the new diapers. I look. Of course, she's gone. I find her. She's in my son's room. She has crawled up into his bed, and she has pooped in.
No!
How do they do this so fast?
Seconds. She's got one in the
it
chamber,
was seconds
man.
Seconds later,
I know exactly where I'm going.
The dirty diaper was a decoy. She had more. And Leo doesn't know this. And Leo will never know this.
Oh my God! She pooped
like
in his bed.
Leo's wedding someday. That story's like, coming.
I remember. I had one shot. I saw him turning his head. I'm going, I'm doing it.
She made it count. Yeah.
She climbed up a ladder.
Yes, up. Yeah, he's got like a bunk bed. There's no bunk underneath. It's like
it's just he's up
it's
above.
It's kind of like a half.
Yeah, it's like it's the IKEA bed that like everyone has. It's just that one. And so she climbed up and in his covers.
She's pooping.
Pooping.
Oh like, my God.
What am I supposed to do it in my room?
I literally, this happened to me. I don't have a poop story, if that's okay.
Yeah, thank God.
I remember it was like the first time I was in charge of Noah alone. And Noah and I had such a fun relationship. We played hide and seek all the time.
Oh.
You already know where this is going. Look at everybody.
Yeah.
He's not a newborn.
No, he's a toddler.
Okay.
So we're at Target. He's in the thing. And it's like, I want to get down. It's like, no, just ride with me while we're doing stuff. And he's just so insistent. So I let him down. And we're in the clothing section. And he's just gone. I turn around. I'm like, ooh, Noah, Spider-Man. Do you want Spider-Man or you want... No.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, and you're just like, Noah! 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 And you're just running like a crazy person, making larger concentric circles, trying to figure out where he's at. Security. By the way, they have plain clothes in Targets.
Oh.
At least they did back then.
They have plain clothes?
Plain clothes. Like they have like guys who are security
yes.
that look like, I'm just here, you know, shoplifting too. And like.
they're called something official.
They're like, they're their loss prevention, but they're like in plain clothes. Huh. So like you might look at this guy and go, he's not going to bust me for stealing. This guy comes up like, I'm security here. I'm like, yeah, right. Where's my kid?
Was it one of those circular clothing rack?
100%. And as a non-father, I would have never, like I hadn't thought of him going
so
up under and there is just a, he's enclosed. You're never going to see him.
Yeah.
There's literally no way you can see him. And finally, like we really did. I saw one of the stories we had was this happened. The kid was hiding in the carts. They shut the store down. They wouldn't let anybody in or out.
Oh,
wow.
The security guy's like, we're closing the store. Nobody's getting out.
I love that they do that.
Yeah, but then we're just standing there. I hear.
Yeah. That's it's not so funny then.
More embarrassing. Yeah. I guess he's just right here.
Yeah,
he's
literally where I was standing with the Spider-Man jammies. He's right there.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
All right. Anyway, if you turned your head for 1 second and closed down an empire, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Talking about turning your head for 1 second and something bad happens. Mm-hmm. While you were getting phone calls, we were just talking about how masterful of a pooper your daughter is.
Yeah, really good.
She's stealth. Well, she gets some things from me.
Okay.
Gross.
I could have lived without that. Yeah.
Jeans are 50-50, Flower.
Allison.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah, turn your head for 1 second.
Turned my head for 1 second, and my daughter had pooped in the bathtub and then thrown it onto the floor.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah. She didn't want to be in there with it.
Yeah. Right.
No, it's like, where did this come from? Get out! And luckily, she didn't hit me with it. So that's a plus.
Wow.
Well, what?
Okay. Kids are amazing.
But I don't think you have to turn your head for that to happen. She'd do it looking at you. You know what I mean?
True. Depends on the age, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could have been watching, but yeah, it's probably best to not have
okay, let's not get down into the weeds on this. We're probably... Thank you! That's
awesome.
What would
you even do?
Kim?
Yay.
Yay! Turned your head for 1 second. What happened?
Yeah, so I was at my... I have three kids, and I was at their school doing a PTO presentation kind of thing. It was like kindergarten roundup, and I had to bring my three-year-old with me. I told her to sit down, play on her iPad, don't go anywhere. Turned away to talk to another parent. When I looked back, she was gone. We shut down the school. They were calling her over the intercom. Yep. I was a complete wreck. Turns out she was like 2 feet away from me, hiding behind a door, playing on her iPad.
No. Aww. She did what you said.
I know, but she was
she did.
Just in a different place.
That is horrifying.
It is terrifying.
Did you? So I remember this moment, and I want to share it with somebody else. Like when you finally find your kid, your equal parts want to choke them and also want to love on them. You know, like thank God you're alive, but I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, it's a moment you cry, you hug them, and then you scold them.
Yeah. I don't ever do that again.
Yeah.
Thank you, Yolanda.
Yay.
Turned your head for 1 second. What happened?
Well, we were installing a hardwood floor. It was my husband and I and my brother and sister-in-law. They had brought their three kids, 15, 13, and a three-year-old.
Oh, boy.
And so we got the kids set up in the bedroom to watch a movie, and the boys were kind of in and out, making cuts, you know. And then we looked at the screen door, and we saw my dog and the three-year-old just kind of looking in at us. And at the time, there wasn't a fence or anything. And so we were just so happy they hadn't, like, wandered off.
But how did he get outside without anybody seeing him?
Well, when we checked on the older girls, their sisters, they were fast asleep.
And
we were just
it's anarchy after they go to sleep.
Shift the blame.
Oh, my God.
What are you supposed to be watching?
Danielle?
Yay.
Turn my head for 1 second. What happened?
So I fell asleep on the couch. I was so tired. And my son went in the drawer in the kitchen and took the scissors and decided to cut, like, a big chunk of his hair off. And he looked ridiculous. So I'm going to have to take him to get his hair cut. And it's going to be really short. And he's going to be really upset. But
I was so scared it was your hair.
Yeah.
Oh, true. Like a kid with messed up hair is a little better.
I guess I'm glad it's his hair and not mine.
Like, it's weird to me that kids think about using regular scissors on their head.
Yeah, they're like, that's awesome. Do you hear the way it sounds?
I've done it.
My sister did it to me, I think.
He's never seen
you
do it.
Yeah, but I mean, wouldn't you have to have your mom cut your hair with scissors for you to ever... It never occurred to me that those scissors worked on hair. My parents...
But you watched at the...
Yeah.
But they never used scissors. It was more like clippers and like a fancy scissor.
Well, no, they use...
For girls, it's the scissors.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so this hasn't happened yet? You haven't done the head shave yet?
No, we haven't done it yet. He is not happy about it, or he can just leave it the way it is, and it's like, you know,
it's kind of emo.
It's your life, it's your hair.
My sister tried to tape her hair back on. That's what it was.
Tape her hair back on.
She messed up, and so my mom was like, "You have a piece of tape in your hair," and
out came the hair.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's so tragic.
That's so cute. Dude,
he'll be fine.
Yeah. Thank you, Danielle. Megan.
Yeah.
Turn my head for 1 second. What happened?
I sure did. Turned my head for 1 second in the garage, and my car turns on. I'm not in the car. My son is.
What?
How old was your son?
Do you have a with him, or you just leave your key in the car?
Well, my keys are in my pocket, but I'm close enough to the car.
Oh, like right next to it.
Oh, yeah, the push button will work if you get close enough.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
How old is your child?
What?
He's 7. Luckily, he can't reach any of the pedals, so he was, like, standing, because, you know, you have to press the brake, so he's, like, standing there, pressing
the brake, out.
Turns it on, and I was, like, immediately, like, get out of there!
What would have happened if he backed up, though? Because if your fob, doesn't the car shut off? Regardless, it's terrifying.
No, mine will just beep at me. It'll be going key not detected, but it'll go for a bit. It'll go quite a ways, actually.
Yeah, luckily he would take down the garage door first.
Luckily, at that moment of pause, I'm sure. Before the child gets to the road.
He wouldn't kill anybody but them inside the garage. Like, he's not going to go out in the street and run over strangers. It's just, never mind.
Yeah. Did he have a date or something?
Oh my God, but he couldn't get it in gear.
No.
The little turny thing you could do, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have turny kind of gear thing. I got a Prindle.
Steering wheel. Yeah.
Got a what?
Prindle. P-R-N-D-L.
You didn't watch Sweet Life of Zach and Cody?
Oh my God. Thank you so much. She gets it.
I had never heard that before this moment.
London Prindle? Tipton was learning to drive, and she said something on the Prindle, and honestly, you're just too old for this.
What is happening? Have you ever heard of that, Diak?
I have heard of that. Yeah.
So it's just me.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Let's get it after it. See stories that need to be told.
News. Our only real hope is to decide this is news or nope.
The news or nope video hit my feed yesterday.
And you were horrified?
Oh.
It's just the first time. It was the full thing, so it was Letterboxd. So what is that, YouTube, or are you putting that everywhere?
YouTube, and sometimes that one goes to Facebook. Sometimes I do the Instagram one to Facebook.
Anyway, I heard us singing it. It's the first time hearing it when we're not just in here.
I heard it for the first time yesterday.
Weird, right?
Yeah, it was bad.
I thought it was really good. Like, I kind of dug the way he, like, his thing that he does, his Hetfield, like, news. Like, is
news.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
I looked as under the weather as I thought. Like, I was like, ooh, you look haggard.
Well.
But, it was great. You didn't like it?
I thought it struck my ears in a way that was less enjoyable than I'd like.
Well, you probably concentrate on yourself and you suck, but the rest of us were really good.
Remember when I used to not be able to get through the song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Oh,
welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Can we do some like sad music?
Sad music?
Or like taps?
I got in trouble the last time I played.
Okay, yeah, not taps. No,
I think
then.
This is sad.
This is not sad. Isn't this sexy?
Yeah, it's a little sexy, but it's also sad.
He can't help it, Erica.
Kraft Heinz is splitting, whatever.
Oh, what? I did hear that. Kraft and Heinz are like breaking up.
They're breaking up.
Is this a marketing scheme?
No, they're going into two independent publicly traded companies through a spinoff.
What?
So our mac and cheese and our ketchup can't be made by the same people anymore?
Correct. And hot dogs. They're separating ketchup from hot dogs.
That's weird.
I will say this. I had a big talk about that over the weekend, and that's okay. Because the real purists believe that should have never happened.
Right.
If you ever go to Chicago,
It's only spicy mustard.
If you try, if you ask them for ketchup, they will shoot you in the face.
Good thing I don't go to Chicago.
Which is ridiculous.
You can have your food any way you want
your
food.
It's how I eat my hot dogs. It's just with ketchup on it. Because it's the lowest quality meat, so you put ketchup on it. It's not a steak. Like, what are you acting like? Oh,
that actually also got us into a conversation that ketchup was originally made. And I don't know if this is true. Maybe chat or what are we calling her?
Aaron GPT
can figure this out. Ketchup was originally made to put on rotten meat to disguise how rotten it was.
Really?
So then it would stand to reason that it should be ketchup only on a hot dog and not mustard.
Man, you guys, ketchup and like the yellow mustard on a soft bun hot dog.
Like the Wonder Bun.
Yeah.
They just get all doughy in your teeth.
All the bad stuff.
It's so good. And relish though too.
A relish girl.
You gotta do all three. No onions, but just the relish.
Just ketchup. I said that already.
We said it.
Okay.
Was ketchup invented for rotted meat?
I have too much information. It first came from China in the 1600s, where it was a fermented fish sauce. And then when it came to
the original kimchi kind of thing.
Yeah. And when it came to the States, it was just easy to preserve, had a strong flavor, and went well with a lot of foods.
I'll try some rotten meat tonight.
Oh my God.
We need an answer.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We haven't even discussed, but there is a new Sabrina Carpenter album out.
Yes.
And on one of the songs, fans are starting to decode some of the lyrics. The song is called Go Go Juice. It's like, I just drink to call people. That's why I'm getting a little drunk. No one's safe. And in the chorus of it, she says, could be John or Larry, gosh, who's to say, or the one that rhymes with villain if I'm feeling that way. And fans have broken it down. And I don't know why I didn't hear this the first time.
Who's Dylan?
John, Shawn Mendes, Larry, Barry Cogan. She says, gosh, there was Josh, the guy who caused all the problems with her and Olivia Rodrigo. What is his name?
Josh, that guy.
I don't know, some Disney kid. And then the one that rhymes with villain, if I'm feeling that way, Dylan O'Brien.
Joshua Bassett.
Can I go back one step and be the boomer? What's wrong with the cover?
I don't know.
Because it's something doggy and she's kind of bent over or something?
The album is called Man's Best Friend.
And she's bent over.
And there's a man grabbing her hair.
She said her parents approve it, too.
She is this way.
She's practically naked, right?
Right, like...
And she does weird things with kumquats or eggplants or something.
She does a position.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever tried
this one? You should hear the song House Party. Not labeled explicit.
No.
Sure should be.
The other one where it's like tears run down my thighs. What's that one?
It's called Tears.
Tears. That's literally, it's a lot.
You know what she's saying?
Oh.
Yeah. So there's a lot to unpack
it's
on the album.
It's a great album. I love it.
Is it really?
It's secretly a breakup album.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who is not as familiar with Sabrina Carpenter or is not like a fan, to me, does it not read Miley Cyrus just like, I'm no longer Disney. Why doesn't it? Now that you say that.
Because it doesn't feel...
Genuinely, why doesn't it?
No, I totally understand. It doesn't feel forced the way that Miley did, where it was like, I'm going to prove I'm a badass. It's just her embracing sexuality.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Miley was real forced.
Yeah.
Tongue out, riding the wrecking ball.
Yeah.
Which, don't get me wrong, I also love that.
Okay. Yeah, but it was just too much.
Yes.
Okay.
Give the Sabrina album a listen. Not when your children are present.
But she does a position at every show. That's
hey, it's 2025.
I'm old. Okay. Good evening. I'm old.
Was that your story?
No, Cardi B is free.
What?
Did I add to this?
Yeah, did you see?
She literally, I don't know if that was when it was announced free. She like came out. A fan was asked her to like sign something. And then one of the paparazzi asked her a question about Offset. She grabbed the pen, threw it at him. And I'm like, girl, you were just on trial. What are you doing?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I'm going to be very vulnerable right here. So, Slacker, I'm looking at you. Don't be mean.
Okay. I just want to point out.
What?
That you guys are so mean when I'm vulnerable. So,
okay. We'll work on that. What?
I'm going to not.
Okay. I am curious how many people in the room. Is everyone wearing a watch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And is it set to digital or is it set to analog?
Analog.
Okay. Perfect.
Analog.
Aaron?
His is an analog.
Aaron's is set to digital, so that might answer the question for me. How many of you could look at an analog clock and go, yep, I know the time? Because
if you're being serious right now, that is such an, like, the indication that the American education system has failed miserably. You can't, can
When's
you?
The last time you looked at one?
All the time my watch is set to it. Right. There's one okay, right over there
yep,
that
there sure
I look
is.
At.
Never looked at that and thought about the time.
Will you just think it's cool how the thing goes around and around?
It might just be decoration. I'm not sure.
It's like some sort of time waster, like the pendulum thing or something.
Yeah. So
yeah,
this was a long time ago. This was probably a year ago, but I saw something about it today. I'm on a plane with my now fiance. This was early dating for us, actually. And I asked him what time it was, and he said, "You are wearing a watch," and I proceeded to tap on one of the apps of my watch so that I could get the digitized time up in the corner. And he said, "Huh, you don't know how to read that." I was like, "No, oh my gosh.
You really
all this
don't?
Time. It's like if I really sit here and think about it, I could, but..."
But who's got the time?
Who's got it? Slacker is across the studio.
Literally, I'm done. What?
Okay, but there was a survey.
What?
There was a survey.
What are you
trying to think of? What app you even opened to see?
Oh, no, I just I would just like click on to any app, and in, the corner,
in the corner
it pops
say.
Up.
Okay.
I told you,
I'm being vulnerable.
Yeah, but
Aaron, could you read the analog clock?
Vulnerable and stupid.
Oh no, TX gone.
Now I'm out.
The boys are literally rolling around the room on their chairs.
I thought you had a specific like digital time app. You're saying you just open any app,
just like so that it moves the time over in the corner for her. Because you grew up. You're of the microwave time generation.
Yeah.
That's like in your parents' house.
Which was,
it was
so
the microwave.
Often wrong. You ever think about that? The microwave time was just always
You know
off.
What's most of the time right?
What? Clocks. Your
that clock.
That clock right over there, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a...
It's atomic.
Yeah.
Does it reset?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's connected to Zulu time.
But like, does that clock go...
Actually, I don't know if that's true anymore. Is that still one of them?
I don't think it is. Okay. I don't know. That one's not.
No, I think that one just has batteries in it.
But does it know when daylight savings happens?
Yeah, no, well, we come and do it. And by the way, my microwave, like everyone, like...
You like, go and... I let my car time...
Just sit on the wrong time for the entirety of daylight savings
often.
Time. You are a psychopath.
But
Aaron, it's time to wheel away.
Yeah, there's a survey.
Erin is she leaving goes. The building.
Bye, Erin.
Look, there's a survey that people were asked, when you look at an analog clock, how quickly can you tell time? Only 43% said instantly, and 57%.
You're saying what?
Actually, I'm reading the survey wrong. Okay, yeah.
Is there a digital version of this?
All right, I think I know how to end this one.
Okay. They're all rolling away.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Other people's problems, you got them, we'll take them, we'll make them better, right?
Yes, that's the goal. We have Tanya today. She is planning her wedding, and she's picking who's going to stand next to her.
Ah, yes.
Shouldn't that be the first thing? Doesn't he get down on one knee and then he slips a ring on
not
your...
Not that one.
Oh, the other direction.
Yeah.
Tanya?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. What's going on?
So, I'm engaged. I'm planning my wedding.
Congratulations.
And thank you. I'm really excited to get married, but there's a problem with one of my friends from high school. So we used to dream about being each other's weddings. Mm-hmm. You know, we've known each other forever. We did this for years when we were in high school and just dreamt about it. And now we're not as close. And I've decided to ask her. I've decided not to ask her to be a bridesmaid. Okay. And what makes it awkward is that I was a bridesmaid in her wedding.
Oh.
And
how long ago did she get married?
Does that matter?
Yeah. 10.
How does that matter? Why does that matter?
We were 25.
Because they were 25. You're basically still in high school at that point. You have different friends now. It's been 10 years.
10 years is a really long time. Not to say you're old, but well.
No, it's
so you're saying.
Dug myself into a hole.
So promises you made 10 years ago were no longer valid.
That's not what I'm saying.
So on your 11th anniversary, you're cheating on your.
Yeah, Slacker. That's what I'm saying. I just think.
You know what I'm saying? Am I crazy?
There can be an understanding between people when 10 years have passed and it's well, things aren't exactly how they were.
Are you still friends with people from high school?
Me?
Yeah. So your next wedding? Are they going to be in it?
I never promised any of them they'd be in my weddings, Erin. Relax.
I'm just saying that's silly.
You're
going to drift apart. You're going to grow up. You go through phases of life. Some people stay. Some people go.
Okay, great.
It's not that big of a deal.
Let me just ask Tanya one question and we can end this OPP early and move on to something else.
Oh, gosh.
Do you think she thinks she's going to be in your wedding?
I do.
She's getting ready. You used to saying those words.
Yeah.
I do.
There's a nice practice. Distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Every week.
She does what?
She texts me every week about helping with the wedding planning and, asks all kinds of.
So she knows you're getting married. You've sent the save the date or whatever. Mm-hmm. So she's aware of the wedding and probably just waiting for the day. It's ooh, she's behind on her planning. She just hasn't called the bridesmaids yet. Eek.
You don't really call them anymore.
I'm not sure what I owe her. We don't really talk. We just started. She started texting me once I sent the save the dates. She got that.
So she's we're back in business. The plan is on.
Yeah.
Wait, can I just have a quick timeout? What do you mean you don't call them? How do you ask somebody to be your bridesmaid?
Oh, you do text them? Bridesmaid box now.
Yeah,
you send them something
them.
In the mail.
Box them?
Yeah, you box them.
Oh
no,
God.
Ring. Usually it's
a flagpole.
Usually it's a box and you open it up and it's a candle and a handwritten note and some stuff. I'm not doing it quite like that. I will not reveal on here how I'm doing it because I haven't asked everyone, but
I know, I've been waiting.
I know. I check my mailbox every day.
You see? Now Tanya and I have something in common.
Okay, so then what is your question? Have to have...
Well, how many groomsmen are there? Would it be equal if she...
Erica says that doesn't matter anymore. She's symmetry doesn't count.
Okay.
I would never do that. You have to have... If there's four, there's got to be four.
Oh, good luck at my wedding.
Because they walk in together.
That's not how it works anymore, slacker.
How do you walk in?
One by one, baby.
No, you don't.
Sure can. Mm. You can do whatever you want. It's your wedding, Tanya.
Okay. Everyone, relax.
I'm sorry, Tanya. I'm not mad at you. I just relate.
Yeah.
So then is the question... okay, wait. I have like 40 questions and I don't know which one to ask first. Like... if she's not going to be a bridesmaid, you already sent her a save the date. So you still want her to come. You just don't want her to be important, right?
That's right. Not...
she's just not in. Yes, she's not in the wedding. Mm.
So then, I didn't know about the bridesmaid
box. We
only
have three people on each side standing up with us.
Only three?
Yes. Some family and our and one of our like close friends. We're
no,
not doing
I feel like you're
wedding.
Off the hook.
No,
three
you're
is
still...
tiny.
Make her is something blue and then you're good to go.
Three is like there's plenty of room up there. You chose not to ask me?
And my question is this. Then do you just send her an invitation and then hopefully she figures it out? It's like, oh, I'm just a guest. Or do you have to send a different kind of box, like a consolation prize box?
No, you definitely
says,
don't send a box.
Congrats. Yeah.
No.
You're not a bridesmaid.
No, you're demoted. Like, absolutely right. Not.
Or do you owe her a conversation? Do you call her and go, hey, listen, I know I was in your wedding.
I'm keeping it real small. I love you.
I still want you to be there and celebrate
no.
there.
Tanya, are you doing a bachelorette party?
Ooh.
Yeah, we are.
And maybe you could invite her to that. And yes. At that point, let her know, like, hey, I love you so much. Doing a tiny bridal party. Want you at the bachelorette. I'd love to get good photos with you on the wedding
day.
You
owe her. You owe her.
No.
You owe her.
You don't owe you anyone owe anything.
You do. You
if
owe
there
her.
Is one thing I have learned
quid
in life.
Slacker. Pro. Quo.
So
quid pro quo.
You want her to keep French. Her promise. You want her to keep her promise to her high school best friend.
Yes.
But you couldn't keep your vows multiple times?
Ooh. I kept my vows.
Ooh. I think I have to go.
But I'm just saying that argument, it doesn't.
No,
it
it's
doesn't,
completely,
no.
completely different things. That was promises between two people and our marriage has just ended. Yay. But this is like, she already held up her end of the deal. Her friend already held up the end of the deal.
But
we dreamed of this.
Ago,
do you want to be in someone's wedding? Tanya, ask yourself this. Would you want to be in someone's wedding because they felt obligated? I sure as heck wouldn't.
Mm, I would.
You're petty.
And maybe her friend is petty, too. If she's starting to reach out, she expects... listen, if I'm being sort of facetious, but I'm going to tell you this. She owes her something. You have to have a conversation. You cannot just send an invitation. If she's out there, she started texting you. Like, I want to know. I know there's other people who've been in the situation, and those people are women because guys are just like, awesome. I don't want to be in your wedding.
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
This is a female problem to have.
Yeah, there were guys in my wedding, and then they got married. I wasn't even invited to it. And it was like, good.
Good.
That makes me so sad.
Me too.
Because it's just different. But I'm telling you, there are other women who are just like, damn it, I was in her wedding and she probably thinks, and like, what did you have to do? Like, is there the consolation prizes, you're already starting to name them. You get to come to the bachelor party. Yay.
Bachelorette.
Bachelor, you know.
So I have some women who are not the exact same situation as this, but similar, where like, yeah, I could have had a huge bridal party, but I just didn't want to. And those
that
women.
That just says you don't like me.
That's not true. I freaking love them, but they're coming to the bachelorette.
Say their names so we can just get it out of the way now.
No, I'm not going to say their names. I haven't even talked to them about this.
Wait, which one? Is it Tanya?
No, I don't have a Tanya in my life in that way.
Is it Julie?
I have a Julie, but not quite as close. Can you stop?
Oh, so Julie doesn't get to be up there?
Well, no.
What about Jennifer? Does Jennifer get to be up there?
I don't have a Jennifer. Okay, what I'm saying is, I'm going to punch you in the face. I'm trying to give Tanya an idea here.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Good.
Keep my ideas to myself.
Perfect. That's the best kind of show. Tanya, hang on right there. We're just out of time. How about we get your idea in a minute?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I'll send you a box when we're ready to hear your
idea. Thank you so much.
Your ideas. I don't know what to do with her. This, like, Tiek and I have to recuse ourselves because boys, like we said, we just don't, we'd rather be out.
And
I don't want to
and I've been invited to bachelor parties and then not the wedding. Like, it's just so
that's
different
ridiculous.
With guys. It's like,
I'm concerned about the people you spend time with then.
But that's just a guy thing. They're like, he probably wants to see some boobs, but doesn't want to pay
that's
for
not
a
what
flight.
A bachelor party always is.
Yeah. I've never, that's actually never happened on any of the bachelor parties I've been on.
Are you about to wink?
No, look away. Anyway. Both of you look away. I have to finish talking to Slacker.
All right, so Tanya has like sort of feels obligated. I know it's been 10 years. I don't think she has to have the woman in her wedding, but she has to make it known that she's not in the wedding. And what does that look like? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Tanya out. She was on the phone. Apparently this is, I am way out of the bridesmaid game, obviously. She was a bridesmaid in her friend's wedding, as they had made a pact that they would be bridesmaids in each other's weddings.
They made that pact years ago.
Right.
When they were in high school.
Here comes the peanut gallery. Look at this. I'm just recapping.
We're trying to get you all the facts.
Yeah.
They talked about this in high school. She was a bridesmaid in her friend's wedding 10 years ago.
And now she's like, I'm getting married. I don't even want the bee up there with me.
It's not about her being a bee. It's just like, we're just not as close. I don't think you should be my bridesmaid.
Some commitments just aren't forever.
The whole bridesmaid thing is weird, okay?
It is weird.
When you really think about it, it's weird.
There's a texter that says it's like MySpace ranking friends.
Yeah.
I did hate that.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
People like lobbying us. They come to a thing. It's like, hey, is number one here? No? Then I should be number one. But it's all I'm saying is this. Is that girl out there thinking she's in the wedding?
Right.
If she is, then you have to address it. You can't just not. Mm-hmm. Well, I just didn't ask her, so she should understand. It's like, if she thinks she's in, you have to put on your big girl panties and say something.
But what do you say?
You're not cool enough to be.
Not, that's not
I've grown past you.
We've grown apart. I love you dearly.
God,
I hope
you
can
don't
join
say
me.
That.
I don't believe in packs anymore.
Right. You know? I don't believe in it.
I think you guys have like a really rigid view of life.
Yeah, it's called being a dude.
Yeah, black and white.
Nicole?
Yay.
You've been through this?
I have. So there were two sisters that I grew up with and known each other all our lives. The older sister, I was going to be in her wedding. Couldn't be because I was having a baby. And then when her younger sister got married, I was invited to the wedding but not asked to be a bridesmaid. And they were both in my wedding. And I didn't get butt hurt or anything like that. I think Tanya should just say, hey, you know what? You're very dear to me. I'm having a small event of a wedding, and you're invited to the bachelor party, whatever. But it's not as deep as you think.
It is because you're okay with it, but if this girl's not okay with it, then it is a big deal. You don't get to tell that girl how big of a deal it is to her.
Hey, Slacker.
Well, she also shouldn't expect to be in her wedding.
Like, if someone reappeared in your life suddenly and was like, hey, man, can you be in my wedding? You'd be like, what? I haven't talked to you in like 5 years.
But if it's somebody I made a pact with, then yeah, I'd be like, that makes sense.
Even though you don't talk anymore, really?
They're not that distant, Erica. She said they're talking a lot now that she's making wedding plans.
And she hasn't said anything yet. That's what's getting me. Is like, I don't think she's trying to do it. She's kind of leading her on because she hasn't shut it down now that she's rebacked.
Nicole,
back
you're,
in her life
but Nicole
again, you
know? Is just very even keeled.
Which I do like that.
That's awesome. Right. You're great, Nicole. So but if this other girl is out there going, when is she going to ask? How's she going to ask? Oh, is she waiting until she comes back to town to ask me?
No, I agree. She should be telling her very soon.
But what should she say? Just, hey, I love you. Like, and
you're not it.
No, I love you. You are very special to me, but this is a small.
Not very
wedding.
Special.
Yeah. Slacker. Okay.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could jump in at any point.
I'm
like
working with him, Nicole. Yeah.
That's what Nicole's saying. You're special to me. This is smaller. Love you. Hope you can be there.
Correct. I agree with you, Aaron. Erica.
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay, so you're the one. Thank you. Kelsey.
Yikes. Yeah, guys.
Yay. People landing space shuttles out there today. What do you think Tanya should do?
Okay, so I was the maid of honor in my quote-unquote best friend's wedding when she got married, and I felt obligated to make her mine when it came my turn, and it was not that long after. And I really regretted it. It was just a mistake. She was a hot mess of a human being, and she planned the bachelorette party like she wanted for herself, you know what I mean? Not for me. She was a hot, drunk, sloppy mess at my reception, and it really wasn't worth it. I don't know if this person is that kind of person, but if you guys haven't really talked since high school or you're not as close with her since high school, I just don't know that you owe her anything. My question is...
No, but wait, Kelsey, sorry. I gotta unpack just a tiny little bit. So not that much time had passed. You felt comfortable being her maid of honor, and then you had somebody in the wings who you thought was would have been a better fit, but you didn't go with it?
Oh, my sister should have been. And I called her my maid of awesome because she totally stepped up and picked up all the slack that my friend dropped. And I to this day, I still tell my sister, like, you should have been my maid of honor, and I regret that. I've always regretted that. Like, that's such a mistake. Like, that friend, I was that friend to her, but she was not that friend to me. And
Some people are just selfish.
But my question to Tanya is, can you ask this friend, like, hey, you know, especially if you haven't seen each other or really caught up, it's like, could you have coffee and be like, hey, are you still wanting to be in my wedding?
Because because she's going to say yes, and then you're put on the spot. You can't ask.
Then you say, like, maybe you could be like, well, my husband has this many people picked out, and I have this many people picked out, and I really want you to be in it, but I want to find a way that's special enough for you. I don't know.
Will you be my flower girl? Yeah, I think that's...
No!
I'm kidding!
It's just like some texter said, let me call your what?
Your personal attendant. And I said, what is that? And they said, basically your assistant for the day.
That is the thing. That's the hugest emotion.
You hire someone to do that. You don't ask a friend.
Oh my God. All right, thank you. So in case you're keeping score, none of the women in this room are worth anything. There's no loyalty.
What? Mm-hmm. It's not about that.
Yeah. What's worse, I don't think we're in the wedding, Slacker.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
The diaries are getting so interesting that I've been offered a little bit of money from a couple friends.
And you took it up.
No, but I've been offered money to have control of the diary for like 10 minutes. They wanted to just flip through.
What?
Because I do take the diary home every night.
Right, which you shouldn't tell people that. We're going to have a burglary.
At my house?
Yeah.
Or in the parking lot or something.
I've been asked.
You're going to get jumped.
Really?
Where do you keep that thing? And I'm like, I don't.
Yeah. Well, then the other thing was how much to read more than one. Could they donate to like Children's Hospital or something?
Oh, that's cute. Oh. I was thinking to read a bunch. Just into my pocket.
Yeah.
Donate to the earring.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So the reason is because it's getting really good right now. Mm-hmm. Like we found out she's a cheater.
Right.
When her boyfriend asked her to marry him and then she told him
confessed.
The truth. And
well, she said yes. And then she felt so bad. She confessed.
And then he said, get out. And she got out in under the amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
She had
2 days.
She left on the 30th. She had till the 1st.
And he was kind of coming in and out of the house during that month.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, some days it's like he's acting like nothing ever happened. And some days he hates me.
It's just... real tough if you cohabitate and you're breaking up and they can't leave right away. Some days you don't want to just sit there and have that negative energy all the time. So it's right. Like, hey, I made eggs. You want some?
Or like, how are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he also took a little credit or a little blame for the breakup. Like it wasn't just your fault or something.
The last sentence says, I'd rather be the bad guy, but he says it's not all my fault. Like, maybe he felt like he was pushing her too quickly.
And that caused her to react.
I'm just not ready. Yeah.
She's avoidant attached.
Oh, my gosh. She's so avoidant attached.
Okay. So, completely.
Can we pick out, would you like to text in who you think hasn't been in therapy in the room? all right. So, that last entry was...
I've got news for you, Slacker. Oh. You might also be avoidant attached.
So. Actually, we can unpack that later.
Yeah, we can. Okay.
So that entry was July 30th.
July 30th, indeed. Uh-huh. This is August 15th.
Okay.
August 15th. Okay. Internship starts today. It feels like the first day of school when you were kids. I remember I would agonize over what I was going to wear. I'd pick out and try on almost every outfit I had and then would decide that day that I didn't like the outfit I decided on. Picture day was even worse. True debt. It's hard to play that game when you're living out of boxes and still
out of boxes where
and suitcases
and take the first day of school. And like, the what? Hold on. Oh, it's hard to play that game when you're living out of boxes and suitcases and like the first day of school. I'm surprised my mom didn't take a bajillion pictures. This is the part where I hold my breath and pray they don't chew me up and spit me out. I'm a lowly intern now. She moved in with her mom. Otherwise, why would her mom be taking pictures?
Yeah.
Is that her? Is that what she did there? Was infer or whatever?
Yeah. That, like, there's no other. Her mom wouldn't have been there.
But it's also just that she's continuing the metaphor of your first day. Like your mom would. No,
no, she moved in with her mom.
Also, it didn't. That doesn't justify its own entry. If she was moving somewhere new, I feel like there would have been an entry about like
living alone for the first time.
Yeah, this is like it's a temporary stop. So it's not like
it's so temporary. Laying she's not unpacking
suitcases. Yeah,
she's saying I'm not here. This is my way station.
Also, so she's still doing the internship. We don't really know where school stands, but Mike was paying for everything.
Well, she finished school.
She finished?
Yeah.
No, you have to still be in.
Didn't she? Did I assume that?
I think you assumed that. I don't think we had a party.
I thought she finished and then started the internship.
I think you have to still be in school to be an intern, especially 20 plus years ago. Like,
there were no rules back then.
No, but you there were. Like, we can't, like, I want interns here. We used to create the next crop of radio on this show, and we're not allowed to anymore. But back then, the rules were
if you were in school,
your school insurance somehow, like, indemnified, whatever, like, covered the wherever you were interning at.
Got it. You also got credit usually.
Correct. So like it was like a okay. So that's really the end.
The end.
Do you think she told her parents why they broke up? Like, does that come up at all?
Her mom.
Yeah, she her mom. Have. Or yeah, I guess you're right because it's just her mom.
It's so. Like I don't everybody's know. Got a step.
Or do you she could have just said it didn't. Do you think she told her mom that he proposed?
For sure.
Her mom's.
You're
like,
just close to your parents. And your siblings. Yeah. But not everybody has those relationships.
I don't know if I would.
Especially when you're the J-hole. Like, wouldn't go to my mom and go, hey, that marriage ended because I cheated. Like, which I didn't.
I was like, which so finally, out there. Yeah,
but
not.
I'm like, I wouldn't say that. You sometimes you want your parents to think.
In with her. Like, I guess you're right. I may have a jaded view because I'm so close with my family.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think, I don't think you can speak to it. Yeah. I think she probably went, mom, the relationship didn't work out. And if you're a good mom, you don't ask. Mm. You let them tell you, but you don't go, what happened? What happened? Tell me.
If you're the mom and she does say, oh, well, I was unfaithful. As a mom, you kind of have to go, honey, that's...
I'm disappointed.
And it's like, I don't want to hear that.
I don't want to let you down.
I already know. Right I'm already beating myself up.
Uh-huh.
Also, I did the thing.
You looked at it again.
It's going to be crazy.
What do you mean it's going to be crazy?
I don't. She made a crazy statement.
She did another all caps kind of I'm not pregnant one.
But I don't know who it's about.
Oh, for the love. It's so.
Does this count as a veto?
No. Because there's way more. There's more after. I don't know how much.
You guys, I don't want to defend Erica, but in her defense, one of her duties is to get the date of the next entry.
She didn't even do it.
What the?
Okay, I got it.
I am in the middle of defending you. You doffed.
September 2nd.
Okay.
We're almost like lined up.
You're right. We read the rest of us get to read the next entry tomorrow.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. This weekend I went to Steamboat. Love it there. And on the way up, we stopped in Kremling.
Wait, did you stop in Kremling?
We stopped for the first time. We did not get stopped. We stopped.
Erica doesn't know the funniness about the town of Kremling.
It's like two blocks.
But what do you mean we got stopped?
Oh, they love pulling people over.
You're on your way to Steamboat. Okay. So you go up I-70, you get off like before you get to the tunnels and you drive, you're on Colfax, whatever that's called, the 40 or whatever.
I don't know.
You're on this road, you go over Rabbit Ears Pass and you are coming down at the speed of light. Whoa! Come down in a steamboat, let's go! And there's this tiny little town of Kremling and the sons of just...
You've been pulled over there?
What? Here's the worst part. Like 100 times. Like, you would think you would eventually
learn your lesson.
Let's say you're coming off a rabbit ears. You're like, whoa! And it's just, whoop! And you're like, oh, Kremling!
Because it goes from like 80 to 30 in like 10
for
feet.
For two blocks. And they just sit there and pick you up. It's so cool.
Okay.
Sorry.
Good to know.
They're not even in a car.
They just sit there like, Slacker! Slacker!
It is a really cute, just small town. Like, okay.
It's a nothing burger. It's got a gas station and two cops.
Yeah, but it does make me wonder like what people do there because it just seems like something out
tickets.
Of a movie.
That's all they do.
They have a bank and a dentist too.
They have a dentist?
Yeah, next to the gas station.
Oh.
Do.
Yeah, anyways.
I never noticed. I'm just so mad staring at my steering wheel like tons of...
So we stopped at this bar because we were really hungry. It was late, whatever. Some of the best bacon I've ever had in my life. They like salted or they cured and smoked it in-house like so good.
All right, so Kremling's got another thing going.
Oh my gosh, okay. Yes. But the bartender there, it seems like she was, she's dating maybe the owner. Like their co-owner, something's going on. He is a drunk and he's not a nice one.
Oh no.
It's closing time. We get there kind of late. So I tell the woman, like, I hear him. You guys are closing in like 10 minutes. We're just going to eat this and get out of the way real quick. And she was so nice. Like, don't worry about it. He's just like my jerk boyfriend. You can ignore him. There are young, I would say like late teens, early 20s working there, starting to put up the chairs. And again, I'm like, we're going to get out of your hair. Like, I get it. I have worked in the service industry. She was like, no, you're fine. You're fine. And this dude is just berating all of his employees. What? Saying, why are you putting the chairs up? We're not closed yet. Getting in fights with a woman. And I didn't say anything.
What would you have said?
I don't know, but she was so nice and no one stood up for her. And I feel like I should have.
Do you really believe they're in a relationship? Or do you just think he was a terrible boss?
She said, that's like my idiot boyfriend. And I wanted to make sure that she got home safe.
like left your number or something.
I know exactly what you're feeling, but I don't know how to help.
And that's where I'm stuck. What should I have done? Should I have done anything? Would that have escalated?
That's what I worry about.
That's my huge fear. I mean, does your gut tell you that it escalates anyway when they get home? Did he seem like the kind of guy just is verbally abusive? Or
I don't know. When we were leaving, my boyfriend got like 4 drinks because he couldn't decide what he wanted. And so he didn't drink all of them. And he was like, what are you doing leaving half empty drinks on the table? And I was like, we can walk away from drinks.
Oh, you said that to him?
Yes.
Okay, well, then I'm glad you left.
This is tough for me because I have a firm stand on standing up for the underdog. I fully believe in it, but I also believe that we don't always know the whole story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I would have said anything. I know the right thing to say is I would have done something.
But I don't know if I would have either, because I would have been so scared that I would have made it worse.
Yeah.
Like, we would have got, you get the luxury of walking away.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like if she doesn't, and he's like, would you tell that, you know?
Right.
Is this, people will be mad at me for asking this question, but I have to. Was he big?
No. Mm. He was probably your size.
He's huge, Darren.
Let me ask it again.
Rippling muscles.
Was he jacked like me?
I was going was taller, smaller? Short. He was short.
This isn't working.
You're not helping. Okay.
Right. Someone stand up for
Aaron. Stand up for Aaron. She has literally called me.
She's in danger.
She's definitely in danger. For like,
she's not wrong.
Okay. All right.
But I saw him. He made himself a drink there. Like, he was actively drunk. Yeah. And I
because I'm like, if it was Erica and her fiance, he's not little.
Right.
Right. No.
And like,
no.
If it's like, I wonder what would happen if Dane was like, hey man, ease up.
Oh my gosh, he would never ease up.
I know he wouldn't, but if you had your hand up his butt and you did a puppet thing and were like, say, hey man, ease up,
I think that man would lose it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. What is there to say? Like, what are some of the options to say? And I can't think of anything that I would feel like this won't escalate.
Right.
With a jerk like that.
You definitely have to approach it. Nobody in this room knows how to do it.
No.
I get that one guy in my feed. He's like a he's like a former profiler or something. He's kind of slight, but he's like, when you're talking to somebody, like, let them fizzle out. Like, he's I'll find his name and he's so good at these things. If you say, ease up, he's going to kick your butt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you go, don't talk to a lady like that, there's something you can say to, like, bring him out of the situation. Like, you need to talk to him about something else.
And it was very obvious that is the norm. Because all of the coworkers were just...
Do you think they were their kids? Or his kids or something?
No.
Like, if they're that young working in a bar, it's almost like they're related.
They were probably like mid, late 30s, early 40s.
Okay, could he have heard every single thing you said to her?
No.
Okay, so what you could have done is asked, do you feel safe? Can I leave my number in case you need something? Or something like that. But that's
something
it.
To just her quietly.
Yes, to just her.
There's something about, I guess what I was getting at is like, you see the game? Like, you gotta, you have to like.
You having a tough day?
No, but if you do that, then you're back in that thing. Because this happened to me one time. It's not the same. But there was a woman in a parking lot, and she was putting her kid in the car seat, and the kid was being unruly, and then she was doing the, like, shaking the kid in the car seat.
Oh, no.
Like, I told you to sit down! And I'm just like, bro, what are you going to do? Bro, what are you going to do? Bro, what are you going to do? And when we talked about it on the air, people said to come up to her and say something like, let me give you a minute. Why don't you step away and I'll make sure your kid is safe.
Yeah.
Mm.
But
she is allegedly sober in a King Supers parking lot.
Right.
Tell this guy, let me give you a minute. And he's going, in his current state, he's going to put his fist through your head.
Yeah.
I don't need a minute. Get out of my bar. Like, I don't know the right words to say to a drunk man who's clearly verbally abusive.
Yeah, and that's even tricky because you're a guy. I'll watch your baby. Like, it just reads kind of different than
everybody.
If Aaron or Erica's like, come here. If there's the sisterhood, like,
that's understand. So
or even if it's me and Slacker eating, and it's like, hey, come here. It's different, right? Like, I don't know. I'd love to hear what people have to say.
Yeah,
because I want to know. I want to be prepared. I don't want to be in that moment, bro. What are you gonna do?
Because
not know what to do.
I think this happens a lot reversed. Like the bartenders.
Oh yeah.
The like couple, your boyfriend treating you like crap, and like when he gets up to go to the bathroom and be like, what do you need?
Yes.
I'll get you an Uber right now.
They have drinks with special names or whatever.
Yeah.
For sure. Wow. None of us have the answers. So if you guys do, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I'm struggling with how to tell you guys this.
Oh.
I quit.
Just don't believe you, so I know it must not be this show.
The hack show. I can see it now.
Jesus, my body's not even cold, man.
He's stepping over you to change the logo.
I've been waiting for this day.
That merch.
What did you quit? I'm trying to think about it.
Alcohol.
No.
Well, I am definitely in a dry spell because I have felt terrible, but...
Of alcohol or the other thing?
Like, I didn't quit that, it quit me.
Did you quit trying to date?
A while ago, right?
That is... Okay. If I'm being honest, I did the Aaron thing.
And I called you out on that immediately.
Well, no, I did quit. No, I still haven't dated.
What's the Aaron thing?
Oh, I'm deleting. Hedge, I'm deleting everything. Delete. And then like 2 days later, you walk by and you just see her thumb going swipe. I'm like, She's not on him as much anymore that she started dating.
But. Okay. No, I met a man in the wild. It's great.
I know. And
it
so
is the best.
I definitely, I fell off the wagon with dating apps, but not dating anyone, just going on and showing myself how undateable I am by swiping on people and having nobody swipe back.
This is why you need to let Aaron and I help you.
Yeah.
I said I'd give you, like, name one, I'll delete my profile and you guys start from scratch. Pick one of them, but I don't know
about which one people your age are on.
Plenty of fish.
Dad's looking to date.
Erica.
No, that's not what I quit. But I am quit. Like, I quit. What? No, I'm not going to quit.
Oh, that was my other guy.
I was really hoping because I'm tired of hearing about it.
I'm wondering if I made... There's two things I want to talk about now. There was just the one before, but now there's two things that I want to talk about. There's an interesting thing. There's an interesting thing that happens on this show where any one of us could come in at any moment and go, so I have a problem. And then before we get the next sentence out, everyone tells us the 40 things they think are wrong with us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, Tiak has had some real fragile moments.
What was
where it's
the
like,
one? And I was like,
oh, because you're
fast food. You were a bad influence on your son.
Yeah. Yeah.
The way you eat.
Yeah. It was terrible. We, like, mm-hmm. everyone, mostly the two women on the show, said terrible things to you. Much the same way they've done to me today. Mm-hmm.
Yep. We're really intuitive.
So... I am going to change the way I approach you guys on the show because doing the I quit thing has caused me more pain than this is one of the most simple things.
He's gonna actually quit.
Yeah, I'm gonna quit.
Are you quitting making coffee at home?
Oh.
No,
quitting going to Starbucks because you enjoyed
No, there was this really cute girl the other day, and now I feel like if I keep going to Starbucks at the same time I might run into her again.
Barista or
customer.
Oh, a customer.
Oh, okay.
If I got to meet somebody in the wild. But
no,
I mean, what am
good.
I going to do?
Good.
Walk up to her and go, hey.
I just, yeah, like, kind of. That's how it works.
Okay. You have a coffee pun we could?
Hello, I'm a man in the wild.
That's not terrible.
That's pretty funny because
I've been holding on to this one line that I'm going to use because Tiak wants me to use it. It's like, I heard you were looking for me.
Yeah.
That only works if they were looking for you.
Yeah, but maybe they were. Okay, this is so dumb now. We've taken too much time. And I'll tell you what I quit.
No!
I, every day when I wake up, spend 25 minimum minutes on my phone.
Yeah.
I do everything in the New York Times.
Right.
I do, like, I do Wordle, I do Connections, I do Strands, I do
Isn't
Sudoku.
That good, though, because it's waking up your brain?
This is one of the things.
Because I was on TikTok for 45 minutes before I got up, and I know that is Aaron. Not good.
That's so, and so.
But I assumed Wordle and whatever, that's better.
Is it, though? That's the question that I have, because I quit. I quit on Sunday or Monday. And let me explain. I think you people in the room know why I quit.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
My word hit.
Oh,
and it's like, I've been trying to come up. I'm trying to do the manifesting thing. I'm trying to have gratitude. I'm trying to wake up and think about the things I'm grateful for and think about the way the world is going to be. Like, I'm just like, I want to wake up right.
Okay.
Picking up a phone and putting it 6 inches from your face for the first 25 to 40 minutes of your day is not healthy. Even if you're like, I play Wordscapes. It's a word game. I've been telling myself that it's so my brain works, but then I'm obsessed with collecting the animals you get.
Sorry, huh?
You get, like, as you win enough levels,
it's
you
like
get hearts.
A dating app thing.
No, I mean, so here's the thing. All at once over the last weekend, I got all the animals on Wordscapes. I have them all and they're all maxed out.
Oh.
Like, I can't get any more and they can't get any higher levels.
Wow.
My Wordle word least, L-E-A-S-T, was the word. I got it in one. Boop.
Wow.
This is the universe saying, quit.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Here's my question. Are you putting them in at a different time in your day or are you just done with games?
I haven't done any games since that moment. I will tell you, like a smoker, it's crazy.
You're itching.
How many? It just happens. I just sit down. I get my food, you know, and I sit down alone at my counter.
Okay, don't do that.
I love how easy it is. But I sit down and I just go, whoop, and I'm on Wordscapes. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I haven't played it, but I've opened it.
Wow.
I'm like, what are you doing? And then I get in my car and it's starting to self-drive. So I'm like, what? Play Clash Royale.
Okay. I was doing Wordle and Connections in the morning. I was doing that too and had the same thing. But then I realized I don't think I was actually enjoying it. It just felt like because I have a little like the OCD hoarder thing.
I have to
check this box. I have to do these puzzles. And I was like, I'm not even enjoying it or getting anything. I just feel like, check. Now I'll move on.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
And now that my word hit and I have all the, like, am I going to be dumber now?
I don't think those games are bad for you, but I think that not doing them right when you wake up or right before you go to bed is probably a good thing.
But then shouldn't I just not do them?
I don't know. Go for a walk.
He's completed them.
I do go for walks.
He needs a new hobby to replace it.
Yeah.
But it's like, my fiance is really on Sudoku right now, which is annoying because we'll sit on the couch and try to watch something. And I'm like, hello. And he's like, I'm on the numbers. But.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Okay. I have a little bit of a did I do something wrong question. Okay. And it's particularly, I guess, for the guys, mostly for T-Hack, probably. So
I hate it when I get excluded.
No.
Because
I
guys won't let me in the girl club, and now I'm not in TX guy club. So
well,
what am I over here?
I'm going to need your input here as well. It's about parents. And I do think that Aaron, because you are like part caretaker to your nephews, could weigh in here as well. Okay. So I spent some time this last week with my sister and her husband and my nephews. They are, 12, 4, and
it's a gap.
2.5 step. So half brothers.
Gotcha. Okay.
I found myself, especially with the little ones, not with the 12-year-old, he's so well behaved, but especially with the little ones, at times, I would correct them. And in a way, discipline.
Look at the smile on T-Hack's face.
So, and I, at a point, literally said to them, sit your butts down, because they were going to hurt themselves, and then turned to my sister and brother-in-law, and I was like, sorry, I just like yelled at your kids. But it wasn't anything like crazy. It's so hard, because I'm like, T-Hack, how would you feel if someone did that Someone you're related to did that with your kid.
Interesting. What, they were going to hurt themselves? I mean, that's like critical. If they're actually, you're stopping injury.
Can I jump in real quick on just that question right there?
Sure.
Okay. Do you know who's talking right now?
They were
that at any given moment, a meteor could hit if she sits too close to the window. If she doesn't, like, dry her hair enough, she's going to get cancer.
No,
she
is I never dry
like
my hair.
A hypochondriac.
I come in here with my hair wet all the time.
Anxious.
No, let me tell you what was happening.
Insane person.
There was a couch and there was a glass coffee table and they were, I mean, falling off the couch nearly into it several times prior. My sister had been like, that is glass. Stop. So when she was not looking, well, it's the whole thing.
Correct.
We were at my dad's house. It wasn't. Yeah,
it's not her kids.
It's not my kids. Absolutely. But did I do the wrong thing?
I don't know. Did you raise your voice? Is that what?
For sure.
Asking all the right questions.
For sure, I raised my voice. Mm.
Did you speak? Which Erica voice did you use? Because you've got a few in there. You got some inflections. You got some. You got the California. You got the princess. You've got.
Probably none of those.
She's got. You know what I'm saying?
There's probably more of a like, Dawson and Camden, put your butts on the couch right now.
Pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
Pretty good.
I'm ready. Okay.
My butt's in my chair.
None of those are your name, so my butt's not in my chair. I'm like,
just in case.
Okay.
I don't know. It depends on. So it's different because it's family that there is a like we're all hanging together, and the parents in that situation, the parents are probably like, we're trying to take a little bit of a break. So if you can, the more you handle, the better. And however you handle it, whatever, we'll correct. We'll fix it all later. But. Is your sister a yeller? Do they raise their voice?
In a situation where they're blatantly ignoring, yes.
Mm.
And I did, this happened a couple times throughout the weekend that I was like, hey, mans, can we be a little careful?
I feel like it's different with three boys, too. Three boys, that seems like it would get out of control.
Did you ever touch?
What?
Did you ever?
I'm like, yeah, they're my nephews.
Did you physically prompt them or did you only use your words? Because there's times, especially with boys, where it's like, Camden, and you got to go like grab their shoulders and go, look in my face. You got to stop. Sit.
I don't know that I did, but also he's not a dog.
No, but I'm, it's okay. I'm going to say I've met way more well-behaved dogs than little boys.
For sure.
So sometimes you do have to little dog it.
Okay.
Yeah. Rolled up newspaper.
But how would you have felt? I mean, you both have boy and girl, now being removed from it a bit.
I want to say that I'd be okay with it.
Like, if it was...
If I had a sister, I don't know.
Who you're like, she's my best friend. We're very close. I talk to those boys multiple times a week.
I think I'd have to let you do it. Especially if it's a behavior I'd already corrected in the room. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you're the first one, like, first one to correct it, it's like... Hey, we're not as helicoptery as you are, so relax.
Yeah, there was an instance with a knife that I had to step in.
Where were you?
Need to look at the parenting in general. Jeez.
There was a katana sword. No, okay.
We were setting up for dinner, and the little one like went to grab. It was But okay. I do feel like I was giving them a break, kind of here, the parents.
Yeah, I agree. If it's already been stated, then I think you're in the clear. Where it gets real awkward is things like the overly nervous relative who's like,
you're just going to let him run.
Yep. They're fine. Or hold my hand. And you're like, it's okay. They know the street. And like that type of thing is where it's overstepping, I think.
Wow. Where were you?
We were at a lake house. My dad's lake house.
Okay. Because that also makes a huge difference.
I wouldn't argue it as the safest place in the world. There's like a spiral staircase.
Yeah, no,
there's a lot of supervision needed.
Clearly, a little grenade collection. I feel also differently when it's my house.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Your kids at my house are going to get a bit more correction from me than even I'm comfortable with. Because it's like, this has happened before where somebody else's snot-nosed little kids are grabbing things. Like, my house is no longer, I just cleaned out my junk drawer the other day. And guess what I threw away? Every single one of my little safety plugs.
Wow.
Oh.
I was just like, bye. Because, like, I don't care. If your kid comes over, hopefully you've trained them not to stick their fingers into the plugs.
Yeah.
But whatever. So like my house is no longer safe and there are some vases and different things at a level where a kid can grab it. And it's like, don't grab, nope, be careful, don't do that. And then the third time they come up there, their hand is getting touched.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I'm not smacking it, but I'm grabbing their hand and going, nope.
And also, wouldn't you say it's different if it's your kids at your house and someone else is trying to correct them?
But if I'm not watching, I want that. Like,
okay.
The alternative is to let my kid break one of my vases. Like, that's not right either. Yeah. Like, if my kid walked over and knocked a vase over and Tiak is literally standing right there like, no, I saw it coming. I'd be like, what?
I was going to give him the knife.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Every once in a while, in between things, like, well, you guys are listening to music. We're just kind of in the room figuring out what we're going to do or you're like, whatever. Erica said one of the most profound things I've ever heard her say before.
Oh.
We were talking about, there's Waymo's just in the news right now. They're the automated, if you don't know what Waymo is, I'm going to mansplain it to you. They're like self-driving Ubers, basically.
Right. You get in, it locks, it drives you around, it
takes
up,
you
parks,
hopefully
unlocks,
to where you were going.
Right.
Which I've heard of them. I've never seen one. Do they look like
you
a
didn't
normal?
See them in Austin?
No, I didn't know.
I didn't either. They were everywhere. We tried getting one.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who was we?
Heather and I.
Oh, I was like, oh.
They look like a regular car, except they've got some real obtrusive stuff on them.
And like on the top. Top it's,
and some big cameras on the side.
It's not like a little smart.
No, it looks a lot like a Jag.
Yeah.
Oh. Like an F-Pace Jaguar. So I don't know what the car is. Here's the profound thing. I was like, Waymo's coming to town. They just had some trouble in San Francisco. And we can talk about those things. But Erica said, Waymo, I don't believe in them.
I just don't. Mm.
Okay, so let's try to unpack that, Tiak.
Okay.
Because you weren't in the room when she said it, and I just want to know, what's your initial thoughts? Does she just not believe they exist?
Yeah, are they like ghosts?
Does she not think that they're a viable thing? Or does she not believe that they're actually automated? Does she think there's a tiny little person inside actually driving you around like R2-D2 in Star Wars? It was Kenny Baker, like, hunched down in a trash can going, Mimo, moi?
Most likely that one.
What? No, how do you not believe in it?
I just don't believe. Okay, I guess what I don't believe in is using them. Because I've heard too many stories. The car that got out or that pulled up to the airport didn't unlock and just went in circles and circles and circles. And the person is like, I'm going to miss my flight. Let me out.
Right. But that doesn't.
I don't want to get in there.
But you could get in an Uber and the same thing could happen. Yeah. If you've been in it, I've been in an Uber with a guy who's like, yeah, I've got a lot of PTSD. In fact, I'm on medical grade MDMA. And I'm just like, what?
Right, not ideal, but at least.
And then we got to the ballerina and he drove in circles. And I was like, I'm going to miss Post Malone. He's like, circle, circle, circle.
That didn't happen.
No, I know, but it could have.
Right, it could have. But also, you could have probably hit unlock yourself, or you could have fought the guy to at least get out.
I could have shoulder rolled with my son out of a car.
Yeah,
out of a PT
that is the
cruiser.
Thing about Waymos, is there really is no, like.
You can't. You have
emergency
to call customer
exit.
Support.
Yeah. You have to override it.
Yeah.
And go, ding dong, I'm stuck.
I have heard of things like that too, or like there's stuff in the road and the Waymo like just freaks out. It's like there's something. It's like but go around it.
Didn't
like,
one get stuck in a Chick-fil-A drive-thru?
Yes. Mm. They were using Waymo for like Uber Eats, and then it gets weird because like this is where it affects TIAC. It effectively shut down that Chick-fil-A.
What?
Because it can't back up. Like if you're in a bad spot, Waymo's not like, oh, I get it. Let me just back up and get around. It's like meep bop, meep bop. Until you shove MDMA into
it. Although, to be fair, the same thing happened to me at In-N-Out where I was that car going, maybe I'm not going to stick in the drive-thru. And I had to try to turn around. And the other cars were like, come on!
You're the Waymo?
I was the Waymo a little bit.
I don't believe in you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I got a story of why Orkin is a good investment.
What is?
Or Croach. Or
Orkin, the.
Huh?
Yeah, the bug people.
Yeah.
Why you hire a professional to get bugs out of your house.
Cool. I've got a story.
I've got a story.
Of men continuing to be the worst.
Oh, boy.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Florida.
Let's go! Come on!
And boy, it involves a foot fetish and some criminals. A woman was in Florida and she met up with a man.
Let's go!
Right, right. Yeah.
Every time she says it, that's okay.
She met up with a man named Elmancy Circle. Wow, he sounds fake.
And Elmancy?
They met up at a hotel because she was going to sell him a pair of used shoes.
So you're saying the guy... Okay, all right.
Well,
in your version of the story, he's the bad guy. She's selling used shoes at a motel.
Going. Well, what's wrong with that? I am looking to sell if someone wants to buy my used shoes.
Also, wait, hold on. I don't think that was the foot fetish.
You don't want any of these shoes.
She was selling shoes the way that T-Hack might someday get rid of some of his sneakers.
I don't think so. But keep going.
Okay. Well, she got there to this hotel on a Sunday afternoon, and Elmancy, I don't believe that's the
same. Elmancy is not a word. Are you making that up?
E-L-M-O-N-C-Y.
Has anyone ever heard that before in their life?
That's why I'm saying it, buddy.
Elmancy. Elmancy?
Whatever. The guy.
Okay,
the guy. Then says, well, hey, girl, I want to sniff your feet. And she's like, oh,
what's wrong with that? You're already
actually,
selling shoes in a motel. It's not a huge leap.
It's a hotel.
Okay, motel, hotel.
The line, sir.
But she said, no, I don't really want you to do that. So she turned him down. He got upset. He took the shoes from her, ran to the parking lot. Yeah. You know, he did not pay her. Oh. So she chased after him and was like, give me them shoes. And he hopped into an SUV and did a 3-point turn and hit her with his vehicle. She was not seriously injured, but she did call the police.
Oh, was she laying down afterward? Could he smell her feet then?
Maybe that's why he hit her.
Not a bad play.
He was
arrested. You're going to jail either way, and you wanted to have a little... Little footer.
I'm disgusted by you.
I know you should be. He take pictures of her feet.
It you know appears that he tried to flee.
You know what that would be if he took pictures.
Feet pics.
Photography.
I think I'm good.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
No.
I have a story about Sudafed. Sudafed is awesome.
We all know someone on Sudafed. It's the same stuff that they make another much harder drug.
Photography.
I get it!
My story is not out of Florida. But it is out of Germany! So a German woman saw some spiders in the house and she can't afford the Orkin.
Explain to what Orkin is.
Nine!
Orkin. The bug people.
The bug people. So she said, I know how to kill spiders. So she got hairspray, started spraying it towards the spiders, and then lit a lighter. That's a flamethrower. Get to the chopper.
She better get to the chopper.
Yeah, because the house is on fire. Yeah, she used a cigarette lighter and a kind of hairspray.
I know someone with some good shoes to stomp them with.
Oh, good idea.
Oh, look what you did there.
Are you still trying to sell them?
Are you talking about yourself?
Those were all the stupid people we could find. Photography.
He's German now.
Now it's German feet pics. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.